Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our study on the power of the tongue. Today we're going to talk about the heart and the mouth connection. In Matthew 12, 34 and 35, we find Jesus' words, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." The Greek word translated heart in that scripture, Matthew 12, 34, refers to the thoughts, feelings, or the mind, according to Strong's Exhaustive Concordance Greek Dictionary. Jesus' statement in this verse, that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, clearly indicates that whatever dominant thoughts a person engages in become his words. Do you know that psychologists estimate 10,000 thoughts go through the brain each day, nearly 3.5 million per year? What are your dominant thoughts? What type of deposits have you been making into your thought life? What do you have a wealth of in your mind? Because those are the things that will eventually become the words of your mouth. In verse 35 of Matthew 12, because the good man, it says, made an abundance of good deposits in his heart and his thought life, he's able to bring forth good things out of his mouth. But on the contrary, the evil man had made an abundance of evil deposits in his heart and thought life and is able, therefore, only to speak forth evil things. And the word evil here actually refers to hurtful in effect or influence, degenerate, vicious, grievous, malicious, or lewd. You know, there was a book published some years ago entitled Wicked Words, A Treasury of Curses, Insults, Put-Downs, and Other Formerly Unprintable Terms. Why a person would want to study wicked words, I don't know, but I do know that the Word of God encourages us to think on the things that God would have us think on, and those things are things that minister grace to people, things that are true and praiseworthy, and those are the things that God wants us to speak out of our mouths as well. The Bible tells us that we are to do something about our thought life, and since the thought life is the source of the words of our mouth, we need to take a look at that. Philippians 4:8 tells us what we are to deposit in our thought life. Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there be anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. It says in Philippians 4:8 in the Amplified Version. 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us what thoughts we are to resist and how to resist them. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If you're going to get victory over your speech, over the words of your mouth, and you're going to speak words that God would have you speak, you're going to have victory over your thought life. And 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us that we're going to have to resist or cast down everything, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, or you could say against the Word of God and what God would say or do about a certain thing. And then we have to bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Victory in your thought life is critical to victory in your speech and in your whole Christian life. Proverbs 23:7 gives us insight into the direct connection between the thought life and the condition of your life. It says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Even Ralph Waldo Emerson came to that conclusion when he said, "Beware of what you set your mind on, for that you will surely become." Many people set their mind on the future being defeat, being hopeless, being the same as it ever was, remaining the status quo, not having victory, and they live a life without victory, a life that's stagnating or hopeless. What you think about in your heart is vital, because you will surely see that come to pass. The scripture is very clear. There's a direct connection between your thought life and the condition of your life. And as we saw in Matthew 12, 34 and 35, there's a direct connection between what you think about in your heart and what you eventually will say or allow to come out of your mouth. And those two things, your thought life and your speech life, affect your life in general. Dr. Miles Monroe, in his book, Releasing Your Potential, commented on Proverbs 23:7, the scripture that says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." He said this, "Belief takes place in the spirit, but thinking takes place in the soul. You can believe one thing and think something completely different. What you think is what you become, not what you believe." You know, your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, is the place where Satan will attempt to gain a stronghold in your life. He cannot inhabit the spirit of a Christian, because as a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit of God indwells you and will not cohabit with the devil. However, your soulish realm, that mind, will, and emotions, was not born again. Your spirit was born again. The Bible tells us that we're to deal with our soulish realm, or our mind, by renewing it with the Word of God, according to Romans 12:2. This was an instruction that was given to the Gentile Christians by the Apostle Paul so that they would not become conformed to the pattern of the world. We have to do something about our minds in order to have victory in this world. Every single area of defeat that you have experienced in your Christian life began as a single thought in your mind. This is because the war is against your soul, as stated in 1 Peter 2:11. It says, "Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers and exiles in this world to abstain from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passions of the flesh, your lower nature, that wage war against your soul." All sin starts as a single thought. Sexual sins, sins of indulgence such as gluttony, sins of addiction such as drug and alcohol abuse, hatred, murder, bitterness, unforgiveness, fear, doubt, and unbelief, all began as a single thought before they ever became a full-blown sin action in your life. It's vital for you to get victory over your thought life and over your speech so that you can have victory in your Christian life. King David was very aware of this principle, as demonstrated in Psalm 19:14, where he wrote, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." There is a heart and a mouth connection. We need God's help to have our thought life and our speech to come into alignment with the Word of God so that we can have victory in our everyday life. You know, there's a Latin saying that says, "A strong imagination begets the event." And it's the same idea, that how you think or what you imagine in your heart will become an actual event in your life. And I would encourage you, ask the Lord's help to get a hold of your thought life, and then the Lord's help to get a hold of your speech, so that the abundance of your heart, the thoughts that you think in your heart, will be good treasure, as Jesus said in Matthew 12:34 and 35. And then out of that abundance, you'll be able to speak forth good things. And you'll see an effect in your everyday life. One person put it this way: be careful of your thoughts. They may break into words at any time. It's vital for us to understand there's a heart and a mouth connection, or you could say a thought life and a speech connection. Ask the Lord to help you guard your thought life and put a guard over your mouth so that you can speak forth the things God wants you to say, and they'll affect your everyday life. Be a person who's determined to speak forth what God would have you say and nothing else. That's all the time we have for today, but let me bring to your attention a special offer from Hidden with Christ Ministries. If you're interested in further study of this subject of the power of the tongue, we have a 10-tape series that we'd be happy to send you that looks at the biblical wording on the power of your tongue, the power of speech in your life, and the import that God places on it. For any donation of $30 or more this month to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send you that 10-tape series called The Power of the Tongue. Just write to us today at the address that's going to be mentioned in just a moment, and with a $30 donation or more, request that special offer called The Power of the Tongue. It's a life-changing Bible study that changed my life, and I know it'll change yours. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day. And remember, pray and ask the Lord to help you put a guard over the words of your mouth.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.